Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey man, Dukes and Bell live from Falcons headquarters. Happy holidays. It's a Squid Billy, Bo Morgan from the morning shift. How'd you like sleeping in today?
I would have liked it a lot better if the baby didn't wake up at 4 a.m.
By the way, that baby is adorable. I hate children, but that kid is cute, man. No, because we were talking about this the other day off the air. Carl and I mean, sometimes, you know, it is what it is. You got friends and they got the baby, and sometimes the baby, I remember my dad said about my sister, she's going to grow into that face, right? And, luckily my sister didn't hear that. She was a baby, and she did, and she's very beautiful. But, you know, your kid is absolutely a precious Amy, glowing. We saw them up there at the golf tournament last week. What a great-looking baby.
She smiles all the time. She call her Smiley sometimes because she's always smiling. It's really cool, and she's something, man. She's starting to crawl, too, and now I know that I'm in trouble because she's moving fast.
That's a good-looking kid. Carl is on vacation. No, I don't know where he is. He doesn't tell me anything. I mean, like, what does he think he is? He's like the Dodgers? Somebody's going to break into his house while he's on vacation? He's got security. But anyway, Carl is out of town, so it's Mike and Friends for the next couple of days. As we mentioned, Steak's going to be in tomorrow. Chris will be with me. By the way, Thursday's show, we mentioned we're going to be at Buffalo's. Friday show, we're going to be in Buckhead, guys. I think Hasselhoff swinging by, our boy Jerry, so come on down. He's not really, you know, Hasselhoff from Night, Ranger. I mean, that's the band.
Night Rider.
But you can still rock in America. But anyway, Hasselhoff, my buddy, I'm pimping a friend of mine. Come visit my friend here at the broadcast.
Does look like the real Hasselhoff.
But he's a good dude. We're going to be there, guys. Twin Peaks and Buckhead, 2 to 6. Food, drink, and scenic views. Women in lumberjack outfits that want to meet you. As we get ready for conference championship weekend in college football, Dukes and Bell, 2 to 6. Twin Peaks with Chris. I'm Turtle. That's Friday with 92.9 The Game. All right, man. We were talking about Cousins. I got to be honest. I mean, I don't – and this is not a – again, saying you like how Cousins is playing, this is not a shot at Mike Penix Jr., so don't get triggered out there, you Penix people. I like Penix too. I'm just going to have to keep him on ice now until God knows when. But what about Cousins, where he's at, making the most out of some pretty mediocre receivers right now?
Yeah, you know, you had asked me before the break what the deal was with the Miami game, and I think it was a little bit of a perfect storm because the last time this guy played, played was the Raiders game, right? And he was bad. As you can think about how healthy his ankle was, how healthy his shoulder was, whatever it was, it did hurt his confidence, and you could tell. And so I think a little bit that played into. There wasn't a lot of chemistry with the receivers. Darnell Mooney was still
play quarterback.
Thank you, Kirk. And apparently he didn't, based on what I saw the last two games. But there was. You know, Darnell Mooney was still doing whatever it is Darnell Mooney was doing.
Do
early
your freaking job.
Drake was out.
Right.
So you've seen David Sills has his consistency go up and down. Kadarrell Hodge, probably a reason why he didn't play last week more than the special team stuff, was actually what he gave you as a receiver. And so, and I think some of that was that. Also, you were still running a more Penix-friendly offense, maybe because of what you said. There's probably some truth to that. You probably gave it. I had heard that. It wasn't earlier in the week. It wasn't looking good for Penix, but it felt like there was still hope. So I think some of that was. And then when you got to the Saints game, Mike, it was a more Cousins-friendly offense, and he started to gain his confidence as the game went on. He was very confident quarterback with some of the things he was doing, the side adjustments, the audible, the touchdown to Sills is an audible. Cousins audibles.
I was listening to Arch and Wes on the radio call. And Arch talked about it. You know, he's making a change in the play because You can't listen to Vilma. Like, I know Vilma's not a bad guy, but he's just not that great at his job. They don't coach him up at Fox, and he's too pro-Saints anti-Falcon.
Yeah.
So you can always, by the way, sync up. Programming note, it's easy. You pause the TV for like literally 15 seconds, and it all syncs.
Yeah, exactly.
And you listen to Arch and Wes.
And look, I listen. Arch has taught me so much about the game. I learned a lot from Mike, but that's what happened. And so that was a guy that was – look at the play to Algier, right, to get you down there. You know, they're bringing more, and it looked like possibly a green dog situation. And Algier just
– explain what a green dog is.
Well, so the linebacker is basically covering the back, right? And if the back looks like he's going to block, then he comes. He goes. He blitzes. And so it looked like Algier was going to pick up the blitz. Well, then Algier ran around the blitzer off the edge, and, you know, Kirk swung it out there. And give Kirk credit for – could have been a hot route. I don't know. You know, maybe we'll ask Ra about it.
Right.
But give Kirk credit for an accurate throw. Give Algier credit for doing what he does. A lot more of a threat than people realize in the pass game. So I thought Kirk looked really good. That doesn't mean I think he'll be here next year, because – I'm not so sure with the finances.
$57 million cap hit. And, you know, the only way, and I was talking about this, I was on a show in Chicago talking about, you know, they're going around the NFL, do like these capsules. He was like a two-minute blurb last week preparing for the Jets game. And we're talking about, yeah, unless Cousins goes out and wins the division or gets you in the playoffs, there's no – and even then he's got to be amenable to restructuring the contract, which he's probably going to tell you, go pound sand. So, he was never happy about them drafting Penix Jr. We all know how things played out. I don't know, you know, that could you have just said, if you're Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot this offseason, because this is where we get to where Penix is. You thought you were going to have a first-time offensive coordinator working with a veteran quarterback for at least 2, maybe 3 years. And then, by that point, you're segueing to Penix Jr. Could you have sold it to the fan base after the way things went last year, Cousins is still our quarterback? I don't know. And said, you know, Penix Jr., we don't think he's ready yet. And then people, of course, would say, look, you know, you did one of the craziest things in the history of the NFL draft. He's got to be ready. He's not 21. He's 25. He had big starts in college. He played in the championship game. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because now how this season played out, there was good, bad, and ugly with Michael Penix Jr. The footwork thing that started in the Carolina game, the bad decision-making, the third down stuff. And that's where I thought, you know, can Zach help him by maybe simplifying some of these things? Or, look, I know in Berlin, and I saw because I was sitting behind the bench, Bo, different with Cousins, but Michael Penix Jr. is yelling as he's coming off the field, get me the effing play. In other words, he's not getting the plays in quickly. So then by the time he's over center, he's got no time to diagnose it, and bad things are happening.
Well, and I wonder how much he can diagnose it. That's why he's probably not under center as much.
Or in the pistol.
Yeah, and look, I think I've got moments of being critical of Zach, and you know, my co-host Mike Johnson in the mornings is very critical at times. The one thing I'll give him is, and I know you and Carl talked about it because I was listening to you guys when I'm picking up Pork Chop, by the way, is that, well, what is he doing to make Penix comfortable? Well, why did he do it with Cousins? Well, I could tell you that it looks to me like he put Penix in an offense that Penix said he was comfortable in, which was the shotgun, mainly the pistol. Should he use more center? Should he have forced him more? I'm not going to disagree with you there, because I do believe that at some point you got to do that. But that said, that's why Kirk was under center so much, because Kirk's like, hey, I want to be under center. I'm sure Kirk and him talk.
Right.
And that works too. That doesn't mean every play calls, right? That doesn't mean he's the right guy for the job. It doesn't mean he's not. It's just saying that he has tried to do things. I don't agree with every play call either. But I do believe he helped Kirk when he came in by putting him back under center. And I think he was trying to help Penix, whether he was or not. You can make that argument.
The thing with Zach, and I said this to Bo this morning on our pre-show, you can check it out, guys. It's called Behind the Curtain. We do it about 11:15. We always give you a hit on Twitter when it's going to drop, and Day-Day's in there, and Orange usually in there as well, and Carl and I, we hash out what the show's going to be. We get into the bigger stories. My thing about Zach is it's not like he played quarterback. He knows what he's doing. He comes from a successful offense. Sometimes it's not the right fit. You know, is he the right fit for this team? Is he the right fit for Michael Penix Jr.? It's not like, you know, the pistol. I'm not anti-pistol. It's how much we use it with Penix. You see pistol every weekend in the NFL with almost every team. Somebody will use some form of it. in the course of the season. You see it. But with Penix Jr., that's where I wonder about the coaching. And, you know, between him and Yates, obviously, you know, we know that Ike Hilliard was part of the offense. He was dismissed. But getting this quarterback where, like, this is something you've got to have in the NFL. You've got to be under center, the play action. And that's the other thing I noticed, you know, the last couple of games at Mercedes-Benz in Germany, then the play action is so slow and deliberate, it almost looks like, wow, he's got his back to the receivers down the field for too long. Nothing about it sort of passed the eye test before we got injured.
It's a Mike Johnson says all the time, it's a mirroring of the run game and the pass game. And with the blocking schemes that they're using in the run game, is that mirroring what they're doing in play action? Arch, I know, talks about this with you guys a lot. He talks about it with me a lot, that play action is really run action for the offensive line. You're supposed to come up and mirror. Is the offensive line doing a good enough job when they run action? Is that because of the style of play? We talked about this on the behind the curtain, I think is what you call it, right?
Right.
The fact that when you fire coaches every 2 or 3 years, you're now signing players under that regime to fit what they want to do. So now when you bring a new coach in, it's not so easy to say, I want to run this. People say, well, why is Zach Robinson not running Sean McVay's offense like to an even close to what Sean McVay does it? Well, because he's not running Sean McVay's offense, which is really Sean McVay's version of Mike Shanahan's offense. But the problem is go look at what Sean McVay has up front. His guards are both 330, okay? Our guard is 305 and Chris Lindstrom, who we'll talk to later, and Bergeron, I think, is 315, 320. They're not the same. You can't run the same stuff right that the Rams do.
We're sort of a zone blocking scheme.
You're supposed to be a wide zone.
Right.
But, Mike, when I watch film with a former offensive lineman, he looks at me and says, I almost think we're running more mid-zone. And when I say watch film, not like Mike Johnson and I go home and we pull up a big projector screen. We sit in my office at 5 a.m. and we watch the All-22, and I'm like, he'll say, they did this there. What does that mean? and he tells me. And well, so I learned.
But that's, you know, we've talked about, you know, there's for our audience, you got everybody from the casual fan to the hardcore fan. You listen to a sports talk show, you feel you know football. Sometimes that's a problem. But in the case of this offense, you got two great running backs. There's certain times, like with the 49ers, just even with their backups, they were decimated with injuries. They just kicked our ass at the line, at the point of attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they take away things. But there's always, that's why I asked Coach Ra, where's plan B? Because you can't, I mean, everybody comes in with scripted plays for that first series, and sometimes you look great, but where's the plan B? There's got to be an ability to pivot. And I wonder, where are we in that? Look, in our offense.
And you know what's funny is you bring up the Niners game. Look, and I know we're talking about offense. Did you ever think a guy that most people bemoaned the signing of, it's just a nobody. He's a depth player. And Divine Diablo would be the difference in the run defense.
Didn't have any idea. We said it at the time. We talked about it with Divine. You know, Divine Diablo. Didn't know who you were, man. And then, boy, when he was out, you felt it. Hey, fourth and one segment, guys. We'll talk more about the NFL next. We're waiting on Coach Raheem Morris. They're down on Tomlin in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Where is Mike Tomlin going to go? I like what Sexy Rexy said on ESPN. You fire him tomorrow, there's 15 teams that hire him. Well, actually, they have to be hiring for opening, but you get the idea.
You know, Mike Tomlin and Mike McCarthy, they might be the mirror.
We'll talk about it, and Coach Ra is going to pop in here too, live from Falcons HQ. Bo in for Carl on Duke's Bell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in.
we host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's the show within the show here on Dukes of Bell. Mike Bell and friends, everybody, live from the Ticketmaster studio with Bo Morgan in today. Day-Day's here. He's going to give us some of that yeah, man, no, man. Waiting on Coach Raheem Morris. They're practicing right over our shoulder. There's a wall between us and them, but they're over there. Falcons are putting the work in, trying to get ready for a Seahawks team, which has a very rugged front seven. They're going to try to get after Kirk Cousins. Can we establish the run? Drake's probably not going to play. He's day-to-day. We're trying to read the tea leaves. But that wide receiver core. Matter of fact, let's play some audio of Coach Ra while we wait for Coach Ra for Oren back at the ranch talking about the wide receivers because they brought some guys in to work them out. And, again, kind of a byproduct of this receiver core just not really getting it done. Let's go to cut 10 for those keeping score at home.
Never talk about this, but his injury. I mean, who are we kidding, right? You know, Mooney got hurt the first day of camp. Drake's out now. You know, obviously, Ray Ray's no longer with us, but all those things happen. And you got to keep moving. You got to keep going. But nobody ever make excuse about those things, but, you know, we're not as healthy as we were last year.
That's it. I mean, nobody can do what Drake does on this team. You know, it's funny, when we signed Mooney, I remember with Carl, I was like, who? And that's why Carl always goes, hello, Darnell. I'm like, you know, what's up, Darnell? Because I was like, who the hell is Darnell Mooney? And I went back, and I looked at, he had a 1,000-yard season with Chicago, but he missed a lot of games, and he was inconsistent. And unfortunately, he doesn't change his stripes. We like Darnell. He's a serious guy, you know, but unfortunately, the play, it all started, Bo, with that injury the first day of contact in practice. Landed on his shoulder. Yeah. And then we later found out it was like a hairline fracture in his clavicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's never felt like – I even go back to when Penix stepped in. And from the moment that Penix has been the quarterback – and I'm not blaming Michael because I don't believe that they're necessarily tied at this. It's a coincidence, I guess. But Darnell hasn't been as good as he was the first however many games that quit, 13 games or 12 games that Kirk started, right? You know, the thing, if you want to be critical of Zach, here's where I'll be critical of Zach. I need more routes with guys like Darnell Mooney running away from people and or any way to get him yak. Darnell Mooney, if you go back and watch his tape with Chicago or just, I say tape, I'm gonna even dumb it down, not dumb it down, but to simplify it, just watch the highlights. There's so many yak plays that he was good at. Yeah, he can beat you over the top. He was really good in yak. That's probably the most frustrating thing for me about Darnell Mooney this year is that, hey, you, Zach, get him going with some of that stuff. The one thing I would say is there's not enough, you know, running away from a player's routes to help kind of open these guys up, right?
Well, do you think, like the Buffalo game, Penix threw two balls right into the hands of Buffalo defenders. They dropped it. And there's almost, and this is just me as a fan, and then it seemed like we got away from stuff in the middle of the field. And that's when I was talking about this with Steve Weiss, and he's like, man, it's like we're like a perimeter shooting offense. There's like nothing in the paint. There was nothing between the hash marks for like seemingly 2 weeks. And that's why I criticize Zach the way I do, because I just felt, man, slants, especially in the game against the Colts, quick hits, boom, boom, get the ball out. That's what I need to see. I thought, and that helps Penix.
Can I play devil's advocate? Certainly. Just like so we can have the conversation. I'm not saying I believe this. I just want to be that other, sure, that other voice. Okay, well, you know, we talked about it earlier that a coach has got to identify what a guy can and can't do and try to use that to your benefit, right, just like you're exploiting the other side of the ball, right? The other guy that's actually out there trying to earn a living too. If I can't trust you to throw across the middle, you're not throwing across the middle. You know, you can't just quit it though, Mike. It's just like going under center. You can't just quit it. I understand that. I think you've got to force a little bit, but you are going to, you know, rein it in a little bit because I can't have you turning the football over. Somebody's going to catch him eventually.
That's the thing also, you know, we've talked about, you know, you drafted Penix. I said this a few years ago. A few people in the organization get very upset with me. I felt there's a disconnect sometimes from the personnel department and what we're doing on the field, how we use these guys. And I thought, you know, if Ra wanted Kirk, and that was what I heard from D-Led, you know, and the general manager, we talked to Terry here that after the day of the draft, and he fell in love with Michael Penix Jr., and they thought he was they're never going to have a chance to be that high in the draft, you know, famous last words, and pick that kind of talent. Well, then you get a guy that he can't do some of the things which we're expecting an NFL quarterback to do. I mean, Bo Nix is better qualified for what Zach's trying to do. Remember when Shanahan came here, took Matt Ryan complete. Matt used to come on the show and say, "Man, I got to start taping my ankles because Shanahan's got him doing these design boots, all the staples of the Shanahan offense," and got Matt out of his comfort zone. And by 16, he's the freaking MVP.
Okay.
I mean, how much can you press Penix as a rookie? I guess is the question.
Well, and I think that's why the plan was 2 years of Kirk, and then we reevaluate, right? And I'll say this. So let's play this game where we say that, you know what, the team kind of played it nice with Kirk, and I don't know this. And I'm literally spitballing this. I just want to have the conversation. I think it's fun to have different sides of the conversation. Right. Well, if we all believe what Kirk said at the Super Bowl, oh, I was injured and blah, 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 and okay. Well, if you told me you weren't, and then you told me you were, and look, they don't give these guys physicals every time they come off the practice field. You got to a player has to tell you, you know, that they're injured.
And a star player, a veteran, I heard Steak argue this at the time last year, is not going to do anything to take him off the field.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. But if this big picture franchise, just mid thought, if you don't draft Penix Jr. and you have a journeyman backup who's capable of starting for a week or two, then Cousins doesn't maybe pull this.
Possibly, maybe, yeah. I mean,
it's almost like you put yourself into this.
Okay,
problem.
Yeah. So, but what is Ross supposed to do? Oh, hey, guy that lied to me that I can't trust, I'm going to throw you back out there, and now you're going to play. I'm going to make you the starter. No, so you can't be mad at Raheem for saying, well, now I'm going to go with Penix. Plus, Penix looked really freaking good at the end of the year. Okay,
The Washington game. I thought he looked better in the Washington game than any other game, maybe save for Buffalo.
Well, I would actually. I think the Carolina game.
Okay, that's what the defense let us down. True for 300 yards.
Because I you could argue that all the time management. I know you guys had the conversation in the Washington game. If Penix makes two throws, you win the football game. He misses Drake in the first half. At the end of the first half in that Washington game, in the end zone in front of us in that corner that we're in Washington, he overthrows him. And the play that everyone talks about that he should have taken a timeout, but he didn't, he has Mooney on the sideline route, the bench route, whatever you want to call it, and he misses him. If he's accurate on that throw, you win the football game. So you could argue a little bit there, but the league catches up with you. Now Penix has to evolve. Is it coaching? Is it Michael? You could say it's both. I, you know, that's where we have to spitball it and try to figure it out. But it's,
and we got to wait. Now, that's the thing. The worst, and that's why when I said earlier about, you know, hearing from Arthur, and just as a fan, you know, give me something to hang my hat on, because there's so many. I got the giant question mark, because the worst place you want to be, not having a first pick, not having a quarterback, the veterans, if you don't bring Cousins back, it's a rogues gallery of guys like Russell Wilson, Garoppolo. You know, there's not a lot of, like, exciting, compelling names out there as a stopgap.
Deshaun Watson
is good. By the way, active, not activated. Practicing, not sure. I guess Cleveland said, if we're paying, we might as well get him out there on the field to throw some footballs around. But, yeah, Deshaun Watson, who Arthur, of course, wanted 3 years ago.
Dude, that was
4 years ago. Check that.
I almost made Mike Johnson jump out of the ninth floor the other day, because I was just joking around, but I was like, I mean, I'm joking, but if they cut him, you know, would you risk 3 to 4 games if you needed him?
I mean, again,
I don't want it, but I'm just saying.
If that money, again, if the contract, the guaranteed portion, that's Cleveland's, you know, situation. That's not our situation or anybody else's. But I can't even imagine what people would think his brand or valuation is now. But hey, beggars may not be able to be choosers. Squidbilly, Bo Morgan's in for Carl today, live at Falcons, waiting on Coach Raheem Morris. This hour of the show brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. It is National Signing Day, Part 1. We got a lot of news on the Georgia Bulldogs. The big story, of course, yesterday was what happened with Curtis up there in Nashville. And basically, you know, I presume that Kirby didn't get blindsided, as Bo said earlier, not that Kirby would tell you anyway, but that was the one quarterback all the eggs were in the basket with, and now he's going to be at Vandy. We'll talk to Rusty Manziel about that later. Georgia did get the number one kicker, the number one punter. So as they said in Dog Nation, Kirby's special teams will remain elite. And now the big question, we'll talk more about this with Wes and the College Football Playoff Committee. How are they going to get past not having Drew Bobo out there for, again, rugged defensive line for Bama, one of the best nose tackles in football. And I know Connor Riley yesterday says he likes Bama in the SEC championship.
Well, I mean, this, all you got to do is go with what you've seen the last few times, right? Kalen DeBoer, for all the nonsense that he's been surrounded by since, you know, stepping into the impossible situation that he's been tasked with, financially compensated for it. But he's a 2-0 against Kirby Smart, who is the best college football coach right now coaching. And that's pretty good. Look, DeBoer has got a quarterback right now in Tice. I think Ty Simpson's been the best quarterback all year. Now, Julian Sand's been great.
Right. But how about the confidence to go for it on that fourth down at Jordan Hare?
He made, Mike, the two throws that Ty Simpson makes in that end zone against Auburn, the first one where he puts it on the back line, unbelievable throw and catch. But then you look at the throw on fourth down. He threaded a needle.
Oh, you know what? What if Mike Tomlin winds up as the coach of Penn State next year? Right now, Penn State's got nobody. I mentioned this in the tease. Mike Tomlin was asked about fans booing up in Pittsburgh. He goes, in general, I agree with him. From this football perspective, Carl does the better Tomlin impression. Football is our game. We're in a sport entertainment business. So if you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning. If you're not winning, it's not entertaining.
Go pull the stats. Before this year, Mike McCarthy, I put it in the offseason, Mike McCarthy and Mike Tomlin are almost the same amount of wins, the same amount of playoff appearances, the same amount of Super Bowl wins, and guess what? Mike Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since Big Ben was his quarterback.
Yeah, and that goes back to Colbert. That general manager kind of did not have a succession plan. Omar Khan, I don't think, is all that great, and if you're honest, the general manager, and that's above Mike's pay grade. I'm a big Tomlin fan. If we have a coach opening, I take Tomlin here in a heartbeat because I think he sets a culture. I think he sets some of the things which maybe we need here. But either way, Tomlin, man, I mean, our buddy Arthur Smith calling the plays, and
yeah.
Nothing with the Steelers passes the eye test right now.
Just don't bring Artie with you, because I think Falcons fans have seen that. I'd take Tomlin, too. I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'd take either one of the guys we just mentioned, because they bring success.
I like Tomlin. I think most of our audience is a fan, but right now the Steelers, I put it above him. You haven't stocked the quarterback position properly. You got a lot of mistakes, and you're aging out. That team's getting old, too. You missed your window. He's like Marvin Lewis now, unfortunately, with that team, the way Marvin Lewis was all those years in the Bengals.
So you're saying the Steelers almost had the same problem you think we have, where the front office and the coach are not working together.
I think that's where you – thank you. You got it. Hey, man, we got to catch a break. We'll come back. Hopefully, coach will be ready to rock live from Falcons. Otherwise, Day-Day is going to entertain you with Yeah, Man, No Man.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We're just talking about Lane Kiffin during the break. We got Raheem Morris about 15 minutes away, guys. Practice still going on right now at Falcons headquarters. This hour of the show brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMensMedical.com. Bo Morgan's in for Carl today. Carl's on vacay. Destination unknown. Day-Day's ready to go with Yeah Man, No Man. We were just talking about Lane Kiffin. More and more information coming out. Guys, this is why the Florida AD didn't want that smoke. That's why the fired LSU AD didn't want the Lane Kiffin circus coming to town. He's full of crap. He's a charismatic guy, you know, but he's a pathological liar. And the funny part now that's coming out is you're finally hearing from the Ole Miss players themselves that, no, we didn't want him to stick around. They felt he checked out. And so all this stuff about his team wanting him to coach this team is not true. There's a guy who said, no, one guy now, he says, I can't speak for everybody, but I know a majority of the players are ready to turn the page. And Lane Kiffin basically saying how they ripped the team away from him. Nobody can go to the arch rival midseason, screw the playoff up, and try to play the victim card like Lane Kiffin.
How about the video that the I think it's the one that the center posted? Where he was, I think it's a TikTok video. Oren might have seen it. I know Oren sees everything on social media. He's really good at that. Where he's like acting. He's like, here's what a coach is like. Hey, you know, we're together in this, blah, blah. And you hear the cell phone ring, and he goes, hold on a second. Yeah. How much? And he's like, I'll see y'all. And he, like, throws his visor down and walks away. It's a total – because he has a visor. He's a total shot at Kiffin. Look, Kiffin has a theme. Everywhere – he's at. He walks away. Mike, I said this reverence on morning shift. No one got it. I think you'll get it. Okay. Remember Duhas, the video?
Dude,
with Rammstein?
Duhas.
At the end of the
Duhas. Now, I know, Day-Day, you're a big fan of German metal.
But at the end of the video, the whole video is like this lover scene. But at the end of the video, they're walking, the band's walking away, and there's a car on fire. That's Lane Kiffin.
Yes. The song is You Hate
school.
Me, by the way. You Hate Me in German.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a club banger over there.
Hey, you know, I wish they'd been playing in Berlin. Why couldn't we have called a Rammstein show?
Oh, my God. I mean, I saw them once in Bratislava. In I told you that story.
I caught them in Phillips Arena, or State Farm Arena now.
I know. Day-Day, real quick, sidebar story. I use that phrase a lot lately, sidebar. But there you go. We were in Budapest in 06 with my boys for the Hungarian Grand Prix. Me, Tony the Mailman, Captain John, Mark the Chef. And so we took a train. We're going to do like a little James Bond from Russia with Love. We're going to take the train from Budapest to Prague. And so we get like four bottles of great Hungarian wine. It's like real sweet Chianti, easy to drink. We get on the train, no corkscrew. So now we're walking through like this train, and we're trying to find somebody who's got a Swiss Army knife. And, you know, either people don't speak English, they don't have one. And I'm showing the wine. We get to this carriage, and you got four girls who look like goth chicks, Day-Day. They all look like Helena Bonham Carter in Fight Club.
Oh.
You know, like the eyeliner. They all look like a Nadia Comaneci, like a gymnast, but they're all like very goth, very evil, heavy. Keep the music going. It adds to the story. So we go, anyone got a corkscrew? Girl pulls out a Swiss Army knife. She goes, I have corkscrew. It will cost you two bottles. So in other words, you'll get to open your wine, but we're taking two of your bottles. They drive a hard bargain in Eastern Europe.
No, I'll share. Give you a glass.
So we end up befriending these girls. Mark, my cousin, Squidbilly's met Mark. He talks like this. He's like, so where are you guys going to? We go to Bratislava to see Ministry, Rammstein, and Body Count.
Wow, that's a show right there.
Of course, I go, well, deal me in, man. We're supposed to be in Prague. Tony's like, this is going to be like the movie Hostel. They're going to take us off the train, cut our hands off. Something bad's going to happen. Stick with the plan. I go, no, man, because where are we going to stay? You know, we have the international call, and I call Four Seasons or the Ritz-Carlton in Bratislava. I go, need a room. Got a room. And we bring the girls. A lot of fun. This is BB, before Becky. Shenanigans ensues. We go to the concert. Ice-T's band. Ice-T had a hard rock band called
Body Count.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Created one of the coolest shows ever.
Nice.
And yeah, we had all this, and so we got to see Rammstein. These guys wear like flamethrowers on the top of their head. They were in the movie Triple X. Remember
okay,
the Vin Diesel movie?
Vin Diesel, yeah.
That's them. Anyway, we're killing one third of our audience with this. Let's get to Day-Day. And yeah, man. No
all
man.
Right, guys. So real quick, I do want to give a shout out to Georgia and Georgia Tech. The ACC-SEC Men's Basketball Challenge has begun. And Georgia last night, sorry for to tell you this, Mike, they defeated Florida State 107-73. So Georgia 8-1 on the season. Georgia Tech will be in action tonight. They'll take on Mississippi State at 9:15 over at over there at McCamish Pavilion. Right. So just wanted to throw that out there. You guys been talking about Lane Kiffin. And I got a couple things here, if we are able to get to them, that are kind of related to Lane Kiffin. First off, LSU is not getting their number one recruit, defensive tackle Lamar Brown,
why not,
to sign today. He announced that he wants to wait and see what Kiffin's coaching staff is going to be before he decides to make his –
That's the number one overall guy,
number
right?
Number one yeah. overall guy from the class of 2026.
So did – I know you did because you're just – but, Mike, did you hear about this where he apparently – the high school he goes to is on campus there in Baton Rouge or something?
Yeah.
University Lab.
And he became very close with Blake Baker. And so I think – I don't know. I mean, Orner Data might know more, but what I read this morning was is that it's kind of like he waiting to see was really seeing what – I think what Blake Baker's going to do.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of people don't realize sometimes when it comes down to these coaches moving and shifting around. It's a lot of it is based on these recruits. It's not necessarily the head coach that they've got their relationship with. A lot of time it's who recruited them and to the school that kind of determines the – final, you know, say on if they're going to stick with that school or move on, things of that nature. So, yeah, number one recruit in the nation is not signing with LSU as of now, but he is still verbally committed. He hasn't decommitted.
Meanwhile, five-star wide receiver Calvin Russell down in Miami. He's supposed to be going for Fran Brown in Syracuse. He also plays basketball. Mm-hmm. This guy's a tremendous athlete. He's basically verbally committed to Syracuse, but apparently he's pushing it back. He needs more time to... As MC Hammer said, we need to pray.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of praying going on.
Right. I heard Randy talk about this, and he just started laughing when we read that quote.
And again, I don't want to blaspheme because, you know, and your faith is your faith. But, I mean, look, either you know or you know. That voice in your head, that you feel that's God communicating to you, and I hope, but, I mean.
Dear baby Jesus, you let gotta, Syracuse I mean, be good again.
Please. Just,
please.
I mean, at this point.
Because I really want to go.
And this is why I say, it's different now with the portal and everything. But you're like a coach, you know, making big money, and your family depends on you, and you're waiting on the whims of a 17-year-old kid.
Yeah.
You know, who has and we've talked about it. I like the helmet. Can my grandma watch me play? Is it close enough? You know, all this stuff that's going on. And USC, by the way, apparently is killing it on the recruiting trail.
Yeah.
Notre Dame as well today.
Imagine getting these guys, and then you do all that work, right, to get that 17-year-old, and he's played five games, and he comes in and says, yeah, I got an offer to go so-and-so. I'm going to need a raise. And you're like, it's October 5th.
Right.
You've played four games. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and that's the next step.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, you got a contract. Again, get your collective.
That's
in
what
order.
They need. Yeah.
Now, the thing with Jared Curtis going to Vanderbilt, and people are just like freaking out over this. Like, I mean, the good news, bad news. Sucks for Georgia because they had this kid on the hook and it was supposed to be a done deal. But the good news, big picture, is if you have your collective in order, and I think for a school like Georgia Tech, that's the – because Vandy and Georgia Tech is considered, you know, elite. You know, yes, schools with actual student athletes, right. You know. But you can do it if you have the money where it needs to be and you've got somebody managing it and you got recruiters who can charm the pants off of
yeah,
people.
Well, it's just, you know, in today's day, look, we see these top – like the top – it isn't just like, you know, the 20 through 50 recruits. It's the top recruits.
Right.
Decommitting and recommitting somewhere else year after year. We talked about it in the bullpen the other day. We had KJ Bolden. Originally, I think it was Florida State for him, and then he chose Georgia.
Travis Hunter was Florida State, went to Jackson State.
CJ Wiley was Miami and then chose Georgia. So it just continues to happen. All right, one more that kind of ties into Lane Kiffin. Jimmy Sexton, what do you guys think? Do you think people are overreacting to the fact that they're trying to say he's got too much influence in regards to his clients, who are pretty much all ESPN media personalities and then coaches and things of that nature?
He is the Scott Boras. We talked about this briefly yesterday, Bo. He's like the Scott Boras of coaches' agents in college. The thing that was funny is if Lane Kiffin is accurate, then good luck with that. You know, is he being honest? If Nick Saban told him he's got to take the LSU job, it's a better job, you win there. And then Nick Saban's going to go on College Game Day and go, I just wish Ole Miss would give him a chance to finish out the season. And it's disingenuous. And then it's also hypocritical because, Nick, you didn't trust him to coach when he was already signed up for FAU. You fired him.
Well,
I mean, so to me, Jimmy Sexton, he does – to Day-Day's question, Bo, he's definitely got swing and pull, and you're supposed to be an objective news journalism company that's gone for ESPN, but there's no objectivity. College Game Day, you're just shilling for an agent, shilling for a coach.
Yeah, he got mad at Lane because of he was working too much on the FAU. I don't think it was Sexton, but I don't know who Brian Kelly's agent is. I don't think it's Sexton, but if you guys were maybe
that episode of
Kelly is on the phone with the agent saying we got to keep Nussmeier,
yes.
And that's Nussmeier's agent.
Kelly's
too.
Agent is former Bear Trace Armstrong.
Yes, yeah. And so where's the conflict of interest? And it's a nightmare. It's been said 1,000 times. They never had a plan. The NCAA kind of said, we've got all the power, so therefore we're never doing no forward thinking. And now everything has come to roost, even the stuff with the coaches. Are we at a point where buyouts, these big buyouts that right. these coaches get, these big 7-year deals, are they about to be gone? Because it's not the same with recruiting. You don't need to have a guy on a 7-year contract.
Right.
You don't need to do a Mike Norvell anymore because players are coming and going as they see fit, just like the coaches are. I'm not mad at the players for doing what the coach is doing.
Right.
I'm mad at the system.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, just one last nugget on the heels of the college story and the coaching carousel, Penn State still doesn't have a head coach.
Right.
I was joking around about, if they move on from Mike Tomlin, maybe that will be the play. Latest story is they reached out to Brohm from Louisville, and he said, thanks, no thanks. When you're talking – with all due respect to Brohm, he's, 2 years removed from the ACC championship. You're kind of getting lower and lower now on the ladder, if we're honest.
I don't know if there's truth. I heard from around the program that the reason Franklin actually got was that he wanted a raise after the semifinal appearance. And he got told no, so he went above the AD's head. The AD's head, and then the AD got wind of it and just was sitting and waiting. And when UCLA happened, toodles.
All right, guys, that's what's on my mind on a hump day.
Hey, man, that's Day-Day. He's the brains of the operation. You get your college, high school show. What's going on this week?
Yeah, tonight, Prep Sports Nation. After the Hawks, actually got Carrollton head coach Joey King joining, and as well as Creekside quarterback Caden Benson.
Excellent. Don't forget, guys, the Falcon fly over 99 the game. After the Falcon game is brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons fly over immediately following every Falcons game this season, right here on 99 the game, giving you a chance to vent your spleen. Hey, man, we'll talk to Coach Raheem Morris, and we got Chris Lindstrom on the way. Wes Struham, more on the college football playoffs, and Rusty on signing. We got a big show, man. That's why you're listening to the number one sports talk show in Atlanta.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.